Do you ever find yourself at a loss with how to deal with negative comments or trolls online or haters who somehow are forcing you to dim your light? Well, if so, this video is for you. I'm going to share with you at least my strategy for dealing with a lot of the nonsense online when it comes to negativity and haters, and hopefully this serves you as well.
Hey, welcome to the Healthpreneur Show. I'm Uriel Kame, CEO and founder of Healthpreneur. You are listening to this because you are a health professional or coach who is committed and driven to growing a successful virtual practice or coaching business online. In these episodes, I'm going to give you the best of the best when it comes to marketing, sales, mindset, business growth in general to help you achieve those goals. So without any further ado, let's dive right in.
Welcome back to another episode of Hashtag Winning. And part of winning means dealing with a lot of nonsense. Because here's the thing, the only time you're not going to get any kind of negativity and bad mouthing or hate is when no one knows you exist. So if you want to play small, if you want to, you know, play comfortable in your small little bubble and, you know, no one knows who you are, great. So you're never going to have to deal with any hate. But as soon as you start putting yourself out there, if you're running ads or being more prolific with your content, sharing your truth, guess what's going to happen? You're going to step on some toes. And even if you're not like purposely polarizing, people will just talk shit because that's who they are. So I want to give you a couple perspectives around this. So number one is understand that no one beneath you, or sorry, I should say no one ahead of you is usually going to be, you know, coming down on you. So a lot of the hate and the negativity is coming from people that are beneath you. I'm not saying that you're a better human than someone else, but a lot of times think of like how much pain and suffering someone must be in to purposely try to pull you down. And my initial knee-jerk reaction is I'm like, I'm going to kill you. Like that's like the testosterone masculine energy in my body. I'm like, I'm going to tear you apart. That's never gonna work. So if you ever have that moment of rage, you're like, what the F? I'm gonna take this person down. I'm gonna respond to their comment and fight with them and debate with them online. You lose. Because bullies and haters are looking for a response. The easiest way to get rid of that type of behavior is to completely ignore it. So if you study psychology, there's something called extinction, which is essentially behaviors disappear if they're not reinforced. So if you have a child friend, and there's a saying like something like deaf parents have quiet children. So I think it was something like that, because if you can't hear and your kids are screaming and crying all the time to get your attention and you don't respond to it, eventually it will stop. Now, I'm not saying that's a parenting strategy, but it kind of shows power of ignoring stuff you don't want to give your attention to. So I would normally share some actual comments that people have put on our ads or my content. But to be honest, by doing so, I would actually fuel their activity. So we actually delete all the negative comments because number one, there's something called the bandwagon effect. So if you post an ad or anything online and you allow negative comments to sit there, guess what's going to happen? Other people are going to jump on the bandwagon and feed the fire. So I don't want to encourage any discourse that doesn't serve my ultimate purpose, which is creating a more positive experience in this world. So if someone's going to come on and say, oh my God, it's Mr. Clean. Ha 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 ha. I mean, I can acknowledge that and be like, yeah, you know what? I just cleaned the whole house. I can say something funny and whatever about it. I don't even want to take the time to think about how I can be funny in response to that. I'm going to ignore it and I'm going to delete it. If I leave it in the comment thread, it only allows other people to jump on and be like, yeah, this guy's a fucking loser. And just nonstop. So my recommendation that I make to my clients is ignore the ad. Ignore the comment. Do not give that bully, that hater, that troll the time of day. Don't even give them consideration and be typing a response, because as soon as you hit respond or reply and type something, they won. They got what they wanted, which was your attention. And either they're going to respond and now debate with you, or it's just going to sit there for other people to jump into, and it's not a good thing. By completely ignoring this stuff and by deleting it in the first place, you don't even show other people that type of discourse is a possibility in your reality. You could say, well, you're controlling the narrative. You're not giving people different perspectives in what they want to share. I'm like, 100%, I agree with that. Yeah, I am. Why would I want to encourage not differing points of view, but people who are full out, like, you're a scam artist. You're like, why would I leave that stuff in my comment threads? Like, it's what differing opinions does that benefit, right? It's one thing if someone says, hey, like, that's a good point. I think, you know, in my experience, I've noticed this instead. cool. Like, that's an interesting point of view. But for people to full on just call you names and just like, they don't even know who you are. It says more about them than it does about you. So number one is completely ignore it in terms of you responding. Number two is delete it outright. And then the third thing is do not internalize anything. Okay, there's a really good book by Don Miguel Ruiz, The Four Agreements. One of the four agreements is don't take anything personally. That's not easy to do, right? So earlier when I said the first, my knee-jerk reaction to stuff like that is I want to reach through the computer and strangle you, kind of. That is me taking things personally. And now that's more how I would respond, just like my primitive wiring, you know, back in the day. Now, the more I see this stuff, I just smile. Because it doesn't even affect me anymore. Like, I've built callus. I've built these layers, like these force fields. And I'm like, dude, is that the best you've got? Like, I've heard this 1,000 times. That's nothing. And I'll be like, I'll just have a smile and I delete it. So I know it's easier said than done. Don't take anything personally when someone personally attacks you. But why would you take criticism from someone you would never take advice from? It's different if your parents or a close friend or a colleague or someone you hold in high esteem calls you a piece of shit because you're doing something that's not good. That's a different story. In which case, you got to check yourself to be like, is that true? And if it is, all right, I need to own up to that. We're not talking about that. I'm talking about someone who doesn't know you exist. They don't even know you personally. So anything they say about you, how can it be a reflection of you? It's a reflection of them because they're seeing a little microscopic version of what you represent. And now they're saying that you're X, Y, or Z. So the fact that you're allowing that to be internalized means at some level, maybe you think they're right. Or it's just you haven't built the callus yet to deflect that, to recognize, who is this person? They can be a 15-year-old kid. They can be a 72-year-old grandmother. They can be a 45-year-old dad. Like, who cares? Like, they have shit going on in their life, which for some reason, they're seeing every fourth post on social media is a sponsored post, which is an ad, and maybe it pisses them off. They're like, I don't like this experience. I'm going to just leave something negative on this person's feed. And it has nothing to do with you that happen to be having a bad day or a bad life. And so where previously I would have like wanted to crush them, I've evolved into, I really feel sorry for you, man. You know, I wish you all the best. I'm not saying this to them. Energetically, I am. I'm saying you must be going through some really hard shit because hurt people hurt people. So if they're trying to hurt you, what type of hurt must they be going through? And if we take that perspective, and I know it's not easy. It just allows to have a bit more grace with some of this stuff. And you don't start to internalize the negative emotion or the anger or the frustration that might come up with seeing this stuff. So number one, ignore it. Number two, delete it. And number three, do your very best to deflect it so that it doesn't come in.
Hey, hope you're enjoying the show so far. Just popping in real quick to let you know that I am on Instagram. If we're not connected yet on the good old IG, hit me up. I'm at Healthpreneur, not any of the other fake accounts, but just at Healthpreneur. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and send me a DM letting me know how you like the show or really anything else you need help with to grow your virtual health practice or coaching business online. So once again, that's at Healthpreneur on Instagram. In the meantime, let's get back to the show.
So the second thing I want to share with respect to this is don't allow the 1% to ruin the 99% of people who actually want to hear from you. This is one of the biggest things that I see hold people back online is they play small because they're worried about a very small percentage of people who in the first place don't even follow them, who say negative shit about what they're putting out there, and they allow that microscopic piece of shit individual or whatever to completely derail their entire mission. And I want to suggest to you is like, what you're not hearing are all of the other people, the 99.9% of people that follow you or on your email list or whatever, actually value what you do. Most often, people do not respond with positivity, but they'll let you know if it pisses them off. So understand, if you send out an email and person responds, all caps, fuck off, take me off your email list, you're not hearing from the thousands of others on your email list who actually enjoy that email. But instead, what happens is you look at that one email from some whoever, and now you start to think, oh man, maybe I should send fewer emails to my list because I don't want to piss people off and therefore they will unsubscribe. Or I'm noticing I'm losing followers on social media. I'm also gaining them, but I'm losing them as well. Okay, cool. So how are you going to win that game? You're trying to please everyone. You'll never please everyone. Don't reduce your posting schedule. Don't dim your light. Shine brighter. Shout louder. You, through your brightness, by sharing your light, even by shining your light even brighter, you will drown out the darkness, right? You can't fight darkness with darkness. You illuminate the darkness and it literally disappears. So the easiest way to get rid of the nonsense and to just show people that it doesn't bother you is to use that as fuel, if you needed more fuel, to just shout louder, to shine, to turn up the brightness on your light and continue to share and spread your message unapologetically. Unapologetically. If you have certain views that other people don't agree with, it doesn't mean you change your point of view. It doesn't mean you stop sharing the truth. It is what it is, right? I'm not saying you have to share all of your points of view publicly if it doesn't support your business, but also don't hold back from stuff you believe to be true. I mean, our most successful clients, be it if they're using social media or not, are those who are very connected to their truth and they share their truth unapologetically. During COVID, if they didn't believe in vaccines, they were very adamant about it. Some people are like, oh, you're one of those snake oil people. Cool, awesome, right? Who cares? But they're going to speak their truth. You know, if, as you know, I don't like our prime minister, I think he's one of the worst humans I've ever seen on the planet. I'm not going to hold back on that. You know, I'm like, I think this guy is a real, you know, piece of you know what. And I don't give a shit if you're a liberal and you like Trudeau. I'm not going to change my point of view. I think he should be sniped. I'm actually surprised that he hasn't been yet, if I'm being honest. So there, I just shared something that, does it support our business? No, but it's my truth. Does it support this conversation? Not really, but I'm just giving you an example of my belief. And if you're a liberal who loves Trudeau, guess what's going to happen? You're going to be like, oh, he's the best. I don't agree with you. And I'm like, great, awesome. I don't agree with you. We're not going to debate about this. So you speak your truth, you share your points of view. It doesn't have to be political. It doesn't have to be about abortion. Like, it doesn't have to be about any of that stuff. But whatever you believe to be true, if it's nutrition and you think that veganism is from hell and it's a terrible thing, cool. If that's part of your platform and you believe that eating meat and fat is the best way to go, you go full deep on that and that's it. And guess what's going to happen? Everyone who doesn't agree with you is going to give you hate. Does that mean you change your philosophy? No. If it's, you know, an interesting conversation, you can decide to leave it in your threads. If it's hate and nonsense, you can delete it, ignore it, deflect it, okay? But most importantly, and I'll finish with this, is do not allow the select few out there dim your light, dim your message. That's what they want. They want you to shut the fuck up. And the best way to shut them the fuck up is to speak louder, is to amplify your message, is to shout to the masses, metaphorically speaking, because you will silence them in sheer volume. So you doing you, you sharing your message, you sending out emails. If you send out 7 emails a week and people get pissed off, great. They were never going to work with you in the first place. Does that mean you're going to go to 1 email a week? I don't think so. Doesn't make sense. If you post every single day and people get, you know, you got some negative comments on some of your stuff, does that mean you don't post at all because you're afraid of what other people might say? Well, I don't think so. You keep doing you. You keep plumbing. You got a message. You have a message. You have a mission. You do not let anyone detract you from that, because if they do, they win and you lose. And that's not why you're in business. That's not why you're watching this. This is called hashtag winning, not hashtag losing, because I listen to trolls detract me from my mission. Make sense?
Hey, thanks for hanging out with me in today's episode. Hope you enjoyed it. If you have, here's what I'd love for you to do next, is if you're not already subscribed to the Healthpreneur Show, go ahead and hit that button wherever you're listening to this to make sure you do not miss a single episode coming your way. And while you're at it, why not leave a rating or review? It would mean a lot to me. And here's why. Because I lay in bed awake at night wondering, are you enjoying this show? Do you get a lot of value out of this? And I never really know until I hear from you. All kidding aside, I would really appreciate a rating or review because, as you know, the more people know about this show, the more people we can help. And your ratings and reviews make a huge difference. So thanks for hanging out with me once again, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.